Blog Talk Radio.
The program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Rip, and rap. Hip hop freestyle. Cypher.
Episode 49 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program. Welcome into the program and the podcast. I am Nick Furious, your ever-loving host, and the guy that carries the torch on every week. Some days it feels like I'm Sisyphus. Other times it feels like I'm just a sissy puss. And whatever happens, we're doing it again each and every week. You're listening to Rips and Raps. My guest tonight is Rob Nakai. What up, Rob?
How's
it
going?
Nakai in the house tonight with some beats as well as with his guitar. He is going to, he's going to illuminate and illustrate the reasons why he is a full throttle musician doing it all. Right?
I think so.
He was doing the robot.
That's what's happening.
you may have heard him on other podcasts for Batwings for Lab Rats, an original and founding member of Batwings for Lab Rats. Now working with Cobra Effect. And, he's also worked with Holiday Sale and some other projects. So this guy's a famous guy. He's a guy of all famouses.
Guy.
His name is Guy Famous. This is 49th time we've gotten together. Again, I'm Nick Furious. Every week I put together and splice together an array of music and sounds and skits in order to invite people like Robin. And later on in the show, we do have a surprise guest coming to join us. I believe Cyrus Moses will be here. Please show up, Cyrus, or this is going to all look like a big lie. But you know how we make things up anyway, so you never know what to believe. We've been doing it more than a year now, and we're going to keep on doing it. But we're happy to have Rob tonight. He's going to have some conversation with us later, and we're going to talk a little bit about how he prefers to view the Kama Sutra, his views on sexual progress in the 90s, or whatever, thousands? Right?
Vampire, I don't know what.
Sexual vampires, what? because tonight's episode is devoted to those who sexually, basically drain their partners.
Sexual vampire.
Sometimes you get sucked into a relationship, and you can't get your way out of it because you're stuck in a coffin-like feeling. You know what I mean?
In a coffin, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. You know, because this episode we explore why. Why do we suck each other dry?
Dry.
Like a sexual vampire. Rips and Raps is a weekly variety hour podcast, hip-hop freestyle extravaganza from New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Check us out at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Or you can catch us at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Now, Rips and Raps is available to view on Twitter, so follow our podcast at Rips and Raps. That's right, on Twitter at Rips and Raps. Come on, be a sexual vampire to my music.
Get on Rips and Raps, motherfucker!
Tonight's guest, Rob Nakai, one of my favorites.
Rip on it!
He's singing right now, but he's gonna play, he's gonna sing, he's gonna dance. He's a veritable Dick Van Dyke of his day, folks. Episode 49 also features Cyrus Moses and my good friend Joshua James Ryan Lawrence. You're listening to the best podcast ever created and invented by a human, not a robot, that loves being a human, that doesn't like robots, that's always about robots. You know what I mean? Fritz and Raps, episode 49. Come with us. We've got so much more to tell you as we move through
space and time.
Space and time.
There we go.
You gotta move through space and time. Be ready to go. Logged on. Hope you enjoying everything that you hear in the song. Oh, space and time, the new direction. Rips and raps, yo, it's gonna give me an erection. It's like Viagra. Oh, do you see Alice? She's running down the street. Trying to find a Travis, I'm smoking on a joint and doing my freestyle. Chilling with Rob, man, we spinning like turnstiles. Cause nothing stops us, that's what we do. Doing rips and the raps, everybody join the crew. Got my friend Cyrus stopping by later on. We gon' let him in the house, he gon' sing his song. But for now, we got so much to do. Me and my man Rob, we about to make you a believer too. Space and time, you better be ready for the space and time. Rips and Raps was under attack recently this week, and we were able to reclaim our studio. This beat in particular, produced by our guest tonight, Knock Eye. That's right.
On a phone.
On a phone. This is a production beat, and we're going to make it happen on Dubstepy. But later, we're going to hear him play his guitar live. It's just going to happen all night. That's what we love about this show. It's all improv. In the moment, it's precise. It's set upon it. Come on, yeah. This is the moment. You better own it. You better push it. Come on, don't ever stop. If you let up on the gas, you can coast for a while, but eventually it's going to come to a stop. Right here with this pedal. That's what I'm talking about. Rips and Raps, episode 49 style. Yeah, rips and raps, rips and raps, rips and raps, rips and raps. raps from the whites to blacks and all the way down south. And every witch way in the globe, cause everybody better understand what we got, you know. Push your bad intentions down the commode, cause we leaving it out to dry on the line. If you're liking what you're hearing, well, you better feel the vibe, cause I am towing the line. The furious rapper freestyle is mine. It's my flavor, it's my plot. Backing me up, we got the man with the knot. Looking through his third eye, I break it down if you wanna understand why. Oh, I'm screaming my own mind. That's what I do. I'm liking this music. How the fuck about you? This is expression. This is natural. This ain't supernatural. It's all actual. It's a fact, you see. It's factual. So get spit it up. Let go. Put on the seatbelt. Get ready for the ride of your life, yo. Get ready for the Blitz and Rap Show. I got it locked down. Going southern country. Some southern comfort. So comfort me with comfort foods. And finger foods for your finger belly. I'm a good belly. Yeah, I'm Nelly. I got a band-aid up on my eye. Not like knock eye. I need a round eye. Like round tip, a round eye. Steak, yo. You better be ready to give me a porterhouse with them roundhouse punches. Yeah, I'm gonna hit you with my meat with the hunches. Hunches, hunches. Love you in bunches like a bunch of grapes, man. My man Rob in the back, son. Maybe he's got something to say. If not, I'll let his beat ride a little today. It goes... Going and where have you been? I say it again. Oh, where you going? Oh, where you going? Oh, yeah, where you going? But where have you been? Where have you been? Alakazam, Alakazim. I come out of retirement to be a white Zinfandel merchant of Venice. Y'all motherfuckers better be ready to play tennis. I'm Serena, I'm Venus. Yeah, but go to Neptune and you can play with Uranus or my anus. Yeah, I ain't the plainest. When I'm on the microphone with this mic, a homie, we gon' grain it. I'm like granite. In a matter of fact, I'm jamming it like Janet. Jack and Sons for a rhythmic nation. Y'all, I'm never patient. Band with no name is my statement. I got a script written out for the fake patrons and all you other motherfuckers who is wasting my time. That's why I do my show, episode 49. Everybody know, oh, that's right. Got my man Rob Nakai all night, what? Got my man Cypress Moses. He's showing up later like Moses and parting the oceans. Keep you floating. To the future, I'm Michael J. Where's Christopher Lloyd at? Yeah, where's all my motherfucking Lloyd is at? Where's my motherfuckers on the Goyt is at? What does that mean? What does that say? What does it mean anyway? What does anything mean anyway today? Nothing means anything. Everything is all everything and nothing is the same at all. It's the Matrix mixed up with Dark City and the Truman Show. I'm walking around bumping into walls where people are hiding with cameras. Yeah, digital download detox, Botox. Anti-establishment, anti-disestablishmentarianistic type philosophies. Grab your motherfucking toilet paper, cause you're all full of shit. Yeah, I'm on the caper like motherfucking Tom Tacy or Dick Tracy or Tom Jane. I don't even know what I'm fucking saying, I'm insane. That's what we do on the Rips and Raps show. I'm like the main bane, straight to your bane, in your brain. Understand it. Yeah, you understand it. Stand it. Come on, man, let's go. That was Rob. Rob in the studio, getting live.
Here was no man's garden, but the unhandseled globe. It was not lawn, nor pasture, nor mead, nor woodland, nor lea, nor arable, nor wasteland. It was the fresh and natural surface of the planet Earth, as it was made forever and ever. To be the dwelling of man, we say. So nature made it, and man may use it if he can. Man was not to be associated with it. It was matter. Vast, terrific, not his Mother Earth that we have heard of, not for him to tread on or to be buried in, no, it were being too familiar even to let his bones lie there, the home, this, of necessity and fate. There was clearly felt the presence of a force not bound to be kind to man. It was a place of heathenism and superstitious rites, to be inhabited by men nearer of kin to the rocks and to wild animals than we. What it is to be admitted to a museum, to see a myriad of particular things, compared with being shown some star's surface, some hard matter in its home. I stand in awe of my body. This matter to which I am bound has become so strange to me. I fear not spirits, ghosts, of which I am one. That my body might, but I fear bodies. I tremble to meet them. What is this Titan that has possession of me? Talk of mysteries. Think of our life in nature. Daily to be shown matter. To come in contact with it. Rocks, trees, wind on our cheeks. The solid earth. The actual world. The common sense. Contact. Contact. Who are we? Where are we? Henry David Thoreau. Katahdin.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show. Oh.
Yo, every week I get the Rips and Raps flow going. I'm sitting up on my computer, making these hits rolling. Making you stop from your frozen tracks.
Rappers. Yeah, I don't know why, but you don't know why either. That's why we on the guitar, we're back with the cedar. I got the cedar, seeking to fight and seeking to destroy everything I go touch. Midas, I'm a motherfucking big old badass. Don't fuck with me, I'm Billy Bonnie on a crab apple tree, crab ass. Huh, I'm up in your crab ass. Huh, understand my grab ass game, a microphone pain, T-pain. Understand that you never put that shit on my voice.
You never, never, never know the way, you never know the way that you just might find the day. So I use my different voices and choices and try to make something different which happened when I'm poisoning the girls and the people that are the poison and the well and the poisonous world that we live in and well. Need you get to where they get your rhythm and I'm telling all your people that you better start to put it in. You get the rhythm, 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 get in it, yeah. Get in it, rhythm, get in it, yo. I'm about to pass it back over to my man. Yo, Rob, tell him why you the biggest fucking fan.
I didn't realize you're giving out your number to all these guys yet, but ho, what can I do about it? She was crazy from the minute that we met at the strip club. She was the one riding on my jock, gave her $24 to get my dick jacked. And I'm like, well, what the fuck I expect? She's talking to this other dude with the guitar around his neck. Well, cause he's doper than me, I'm a doper. And I walk around like I'm never sober, over, yeah. I like them udon noodles, I eat them up, motherfucker, cause I'm crude on Kugels. I'm kidding, caboodle, I'm Peter Seagal. You stupid motherfuckers are just screaming, having a ball. And I lost where I was, my train of thought going. Huh? What? Yeah. Infinitely, we must understand ourselves. Come on, bring it back, bring it back. Canceling your phone service. He's a crazy jerk.
Rips and Raps, episode 49. Nick Furious in the cut. Chilling with my good friend Joshua James Ryan Lawrence. What up, JJRL?
Hey, what's going on, Nick Rooney?
Just chilling, man. Enjoying the show. But you're here today to talk a little bit about your experience with Bigfoot and your partners in the search and the hunt for Sasquatch. Tell us a little bit more about what you've been doing lately.
Oh, man. We actually went out about a month ago, set up like 4 cameras up in the mountains, Ortiz Mountains, and so we'll be heading out there here soon to go pick them up as soon as we get back from the film festival.
You and your associate, Rob Kreider, were featured on, what, Channel 7 News, was it?
Or, yeah,
yeah. KOAT. KOAT, here in New Mexico, about the search for Bigfoot. Tell people where they can go to find out more about, you know, you guys were involved in a Spike TV contest, a lot of stuff going on, so tell us about it.
Yeah, I kind of keep my mouth shut a little bit about the fight for the moment. But, yeah, you can catch us at www.kxtruth.com.
That's KX, the letters KXtruth.com, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've got another site coming that'll have a few terabytes of data, so it'll be a lot of stuff.
Very exciting that in New Mexico there is, you know, potentially, there is Bigfoot. There are the big feet.
They're there.
You guys have seen them. You've seen their scat, their skittles, their skibobbles, and you've chased them around in the wilderness. Pretty cool stuff, though. So like I said, we're going to hush-hush on other things, but what else you got going on, man? I know you got a lot of things happening.
Yeah, we're heading out to Cali here June 11th. June 13th to June 16th in Cathedral City. It's around Palm Springs, California. And we got the AM FM Fest, and that's www.amfmfest.com.
And what's the movie, or what's the film you're representing?
We've got a lot of meetings. We've got a bunch of good people around, Sean Stone, a whole bunch of different actors, Viggo Mortensen, and we're just trying to pull in some friends to do our big business in Egypt.
You have bigger projects. You're trying to hook some fish.
That's right, pimping.
His name is Joshua James Ryan Lawrence. I'm Nick Furious. You're listening to Rips and Raps.
By the way, if anyone here is in marketing or advertising, kill yourself. Thank you. Just planting seeds. Planting seeds is all I'm doing. No joke here. Really, seriously, kill yourself. You are no rationalization for what you do. You are Satan's little helpers. Kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself now. Now, back to the show. Seriously, I know the market people are going to be a joke coming up. There's no fucking joke. Suck a tailpipe, hang yourself, borrow a pistol from an NRA buddy, do something, rid the world of your evil fucking presence. Okay, back to the show. Planting seeds. They bear fruit? I don't know. Feel better planting. You know what bugs me, though? I know everyone here who's in marketing is now thinking the same thing. Oh, cool. Bill's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a huge market. Quit it. Don't turn everything into a dollar sign, please. Ooh, the plea for sanity dollar. Huge, huge market. Look at our research. You know, in marketing, the most evil concept ever. Like, for instance, I saw this. You know what they do to movies now? This drives me crazy. They show movies now to test audiences before the movie is released, and then change the movie depending on how these 200 random yahoos underline Yahoo, point some fingers at it with a big exclamation fucking point. Yeah, fucking who? Liked it or did not like it. As though we are all the same. As though we have the same taste. As though. For instance, saw a movie this year called Basic Instinct. Now, Bill's quick capsule review.
Piece of shit.
Thank you. That's all it was, by the way. Don't get caught up in the phony hysteria surrounding this
piece of shit film.
Was it too sexist? And what about the left? Did you think... You're way off base. You've forgotten how to perceive correctly. Take a deep breath. Watch it again. Hey, it's a piece of shit. Exactly. That's all it ever was
a piece of shit.
I just had to say that and clear it up. This phony hype around this piece of shit film drove me crazy. Anyway, after I saw it about 8 times, come to find out, after seeing this film, all of the lesbian sex scenes, let me repeat this part of the show, all of the lesbian sex scenes were cut out of this film. Because the test audience was turned off by them. Boy, is my thumb not on the pulse of America. I don't want to seem like Randy Pan the goat boy. That was the only reason I went to that piece of shit film. Sorry. If I had been in that test audience, the only one out front protesting that film would have been Michael Douglas demanding his part be put back in. I swear I was in that movie. I swear I was. Well, gee, Mike, the movie started. Sharon Stone was eating another woman for an hour and a half. Then the credits roll. I don't remember seeing your scrawny ass. Was that you in the corner when she flipped her over and started eating her butt? Was that? Oh, yeah, you were good. You were really good. I was watching something else, but I saw you real briefly. She flipped her over, opened her jeans, started eating her ass, and I said, was that Michael? Oh, who gives a fuck? Look at that. See, what I'm saying is, it'd be a different film if I was the test audience. That's all I'm trying to get at here.
Rips and Raps, episode 49. You are at the halfway point with your host, Nick Furious, and his friend. Obviously, tonight, you've been listening to me, and you've been listening to Rob Nakai contributing some beats and playing some actual tunes with us in the studio live. Any minute now, at some point soon, we're actually expecting a guest, someone to show up and actually join us on the set of the show tonight, on the show set, somehow. Somehow that's going to happen. Oh my God. Hello? Come in. Holy shit, it's Cyrus. What up, man? What's going down, dude? This guy just made it. He made it. Perfect timing, right? We got our friend Cyrus Moses in the house. He does a little bit of everything. Tonight he's going to do a little bit of rapping and singing, maybe a little bit of funny stuff with us, but I don't know, what do you consider yourself? A jack of all trades? I know you do comedy. I know you can rhyme. I know you can break dance. I know you can throw shows. So, I mean, what the heck, man? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Living life. Chilling. Just got off work at the spa. Massaging people. Right. Lubricating the one percenters.
Right, but they tip okay sometimes, I heard.
I'm very thankful to have a job.
Well, so, yeah. So, you know, it's been a minute. You came a couple of months back before your event, Breaking Hearts, and you're back again tonight, halfway through the show, but we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Rips and Raps. This is episode 49. Catch the show every week at ripsandraps.podomatic.com, or you can stream it live at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. It's available. You can subscribe to it on iTunes. Just type it in, and it'll just download right to your computer every week. And in addition, you know what? You can always find me, on Facebook. We're everywhere. We're all over the place. riffsandrapsshow@gmail.com if you have questions. riffsandrapsshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So that's really the litany. I got to go through it every week. Make sure you know what we know. Rob, you've been doing a good job too, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's like, oh. No, it's always a pleasure to have good people in the cut. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you are our, I don't know what you're listening to right now, some kind of discombobulated pop song, good song.
I feel like I'm in a video game.
Do you feel like I'm in a video game?
Can you one up?
I could try. Well, what's the name of the episode? Do you remember?
Sexual Vampire.
So nice. The theme is, you know, sexual vampire, like someone who just sucks you dry of all your will to live, like a sexual vampire. Someone who's just there to take what they need and drain you and leave you lifeless and useless.
Out.
Have you ever dated anybody like that? If you've dated someone like that, send your stories into riffsandrapshow@gmail.com, and we'll have Cyrus here read over the applicant. There'll probably never be one, but if there is, I'm sending it to you to look over. What happened to that boy? What happened to that boy?
I'm ready. I'll read him.
I know if you're in the Albuquerque area, come check out Band With No Name. We'll be chilling out at the Dam Bar in Rio Rancho Saturday the 15th of June. Band With No Name alongside Good Green at the Dam Bar in Rio Rancho Saturday the 15th of June.
It is 21 and up, no cover.
It is 21 and up, no cover. Thank you. We now bring you Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase people we know and love in our community. Tonight, he's our guest, Mr. Roboto, Domo Arigato, Rob Nakai. How are you today, Rob?
I'm doing good.
You've been contributing tonight on the show as a producer, made some beats on your phone, really dope. But I know you play guitar, you're looping, you sing.
This one's actually a beat I made on my phone.
And this right now, playing behind us, is partially, not partially, but it's part of you. Part of your, like, loins.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want to hit me up, I'm on @holidayrob. On Twitter.
Okay.
And then on a SoundCloud is where you can get my actual music. Most of it's downloadable, I think. Maybe not.
So what do you search on SoundCloud?
On SoundCloud, it's just Holiday Rob 2Bs.
2Bs?
Yeah. Because some douche has Holiday Rob 1B and there's nothing going on with it. I'm like, thanks, dick. So.
Wow.
If you want real content, that's where you can go. You can hit me up on YouTube, Media Icons. But yeah, I'm just doing music videos. I have a solo project called Death Panel Socialites.
Nice.
And
tell us about that.
I'm just gonna do a mixtape of my favorite local artists that I know and work with and hang out with, and why not make a whole album around that based on the concept of the band or whatever.
Nice.
So that's what it's gonna be. The non-band. The band just doesn't exist. It's a one-man band thing. So that's why I'm doing other things. That's why I've reached out into admittedly doing kind of dubstep-ish stuff.
It's popular now, and there's a certain sound to it.
Well, you just gotta branch out. I've done breaks and hip-hop type stuff, and trying to do hip-hop acoustic nonsense, and this is kind of where...
This is where it lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to try out anything. I love drum and bass, so that's what I'm about. But.
For sure. Well, I think we're gonna show them another one of your pieces, and you're gonna play along with us on this one?
Yeah, I'll try.
Just reminding you out there in Rips and Raps land, there will be no Rips and Raps episode next week, as I will be on the set of a movie filming, which is awesome, and unfortunately I don't have time to upload a new show or make one, but we'll get at you the week after with episode 50 coming at you 2 weeks from tonight, and please excuse me for taking a week off. Yeah. Tonight we got Cyrus in the house, and he's chilling on the couch. But maybe if I entice him with the mic, he'll come and bite it off like Tyson did the ear of Holyfield. Yeah, we in this holy grail, the holy grail. Everybody better be ready to chill. So I'm signing over, passing all the mic, yo. Tell them why you feel the way you feeling tonight, bro.
All right, let me think for a minute. I feel like hip-hop is my spinach, and I'm Popeye, so high, cause they just handed me the pie. As soon as I walked in, now I'm feeling good. I'm ready to bust the flow and go the entire mile. Wow, I dropped some style. Bruce Lee, come to the dome. All sick, rawness. What you got, Nick? Furious.
Oh, nice pass off. Let it be ready to blast off. If you out of space in the spaceship, get in the craft. Cause we make it, you all laugh and feel and realize that we're real. It's just realize that we're doing what we're doing. Cause this is real. Every week, we make it up as we go. But on, making it happen. Making it happen. Yo, just listen. It's all off the top of the dome. That's why the rhythm of the raps is that show that you know.
Keep up with the sneaky sick flow. Got live guitar, ooh, Mr. Roboto. Bring it fresh and bless the mic delightful. What up, y'all? I hope you're driving and your car's full of people carpooling or just by yourself. I hope that you're smoking dope. That's the bomb, diggity, yes, ill sticky G. Come on now, take a left off the interstate and keep this vape and take a minute to chill and meditate for real. I like to give thanks for my life and girlfriend. I gotta make a fucking deposit in my thanks account, no doubt.
Oh, Rob, won't you tell them what you know?
Some amazing dancers alongside like my host as always. His name is Jason Bateman.
Hello, this is Jason Bateman. I would like to give thanks to all the biscuits out there.
It's going to be amazing. He loves biscuits. And it's not the Jason Bateman you think of. This guy's not that Jason Bateman. In addition tonight, we've got some amazing dancers. Ooh, just look at them out there. The way they glide with is such amazing grace.
I've never seen one in Arizona.
I'm sorry. Sorry, who are you?
It's only five.
Who are you?
I'm the dancer.
I'm just doing a production of... You're the dancer?
Yeah, I like to serve dancers in the natural.
Anyway, we're talking with one of the dancers now. His name is Sexual Habitat. Sir, tell us a little bit more about your technique this evening. I mean, are you approaching this from a purely, puritanical standpoint?
Actually, I wasn't going to dance tonight. I just came to watch a friend.
Wait, but it says on the roster. Well, somebody signed you up, mister, because you're on the roster.
Indeed, you are on the roster.
Oh, Jason, isn't that hilarious?
Indeed, hilarious.
Up first tonight, we have a couple from Monaco. Their names are Monica and Monica and Monica.
Oh, they're dashing.
Oh my God, there's two women with a very similar name dancing together.
She's ugly enough to scare a hungry dog off the back of a meat truck.
You can observe the female as she holds the other female, and they go not just in a circle, but in an oblong shape. It's much more than you think that it would be between these two women.
Quite a bustier between the both of them.
I am dumbfounded, but I am loving every step. Look at these ladies move. They're doing a fox trot right now. It is
working. Well, I'm calling it a dingo trot.
It's a dingo trot. Sir, I'm going to have to call security. Security.
I told you I'm the dance hunter.
Oh. Thank you. Jason Bateman, as always, your experiences in ballroom dancing
And I dance around this with the big ball because I got mine. Oh, I don't know why I had to bring it back. In fact, yo, that was a wax skit. But when we get down, we better make it like a basket. Give me some brisket, put it on some bread. I like the hip hop shit, I'm right dead bread. I'm too sexy for this mic core. Put it around your neck and choke you. Motherfuckers know I came to get all up and dope you. Yeah, you know what's going at you right here, yo. Cyrus, 7-5, these motherfucking vibes with me.
I'm not sure. Everything in my life is kind of a blur. Lately, been feeling crazy. Basically, I need to slow down on the E. Nah, really, I don't do drugs. I'm not a thuglet. I just smoke nugs, a little budlet. Let me get a biscuit, let me get a Triscuit. Burn a fucking worm, get your hair perm. This is how we live. I don't have no kids, but I think that I will. Eventually, for real. Maybe not, though, I don't know. I'm kinda loco. Chilling up on Rips and Raps, going crazy.
Oh, you're kinda loco, you're kinda loco. Chilling up on Rips and Raps, man, with this vato. Loco, ojo, I'm a güero. They call me Basura Blanca. I'm on the microphone, I slam ya. Yeah, what's up, y'all? Furious here, did a Rips and Raps episode for the, all the years that I've been doing it. Well, 1.5, actually, 1.5. Yeah, we just vibing, we rhyming. Yeah, give me some psilocybin, I need to start tripping up. Just tripping up, ripping up in these flows when I start getting up like a horse. It's in the Arabian desert, I got it all with my man. We're getting up on this shit, yo. Hear this man robbing a guy in the background. Knocking your eye, your third eye out, yo. Your third eye out, out, get out, yo. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm loving the guitar over the beat. Keep it playing, let's go.
A little bit of my bros, yes. I drank this water juice from coconut.
I like coconut water. It's kind of weird at first, but when you get used to it, it gives you a little bit of a burst. It's better than water when drinking some other shit, man. I like it, man. It's so nice. I also like them chia seeds when it's mixed with that kombucha. You motherfuckers don't know what's happening when we do ya. I'm 10 to ya. Yeah, I'm throwing Assassin's Creed up in your asshole. You better be ready to bleed. Ew, that's nasty. I'm your grandpappy. I'm the oldest granddaddy to ever get in the booth.
And you're listening to Rips and Raps with Nick Ferris and friends.
I'm going to give Cyrus the honors on this one. What a few enjoy away. He's our guest tonight. He's wrapping the studio. He's a bad motherfucker. Oh!
Uh-oh. What up, y'all?
What's going on?
Follow me on Twitter, Cy Rasta or Cyrus Moses. Check me out.
Very funny guy.
Follow you back, yo. I don't know about the interwebs. It feels like it's already inside my head. What is next? This shit is crazy, man. I feel like it's already in my imagination. And I need to step back a little bit. Put my phone down. This shit is inside my body like a pronoun. That didn't make sense. Doesn't really have to. Move to the next floor. Beep, boop, 7th floor. Getting higher, 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 higher. Oh, oh, oh. New Mexico's burning. Earning a living. And ripping and rapalating. What the fuck am I extrapolating?
Baby, crackalating. You're making me laugh. You try to extrapolate all the laughs and the laughter from people in the crowd singing. Doing the stand-up that you do and also doing the musical shit. Putting them together, man. No, dude, so keep it up. I'm like not that funny, but when you look at me, it makes you laugh. So it's kind of like I'm funny looking. I got a face for radio and like playing with ugly bitches from across the internet on Russian Challenge TV. I'm putting in the Al-Qaeda code. I'm 007. What the fuck, motherfuckers? I'm sitting up in the commode. Archer. Yeah, I'm drunk all the time. Fucking my secretary. Yo, motherfuckers don't know shit, man. I'm fucking full of berries. Yeah, I'm full of kombucha. I'm just fermenting from the insides. What the fuck can I do to ya?
Yeah.
Maybe just a little too elevated. All those other people on your little head. Cause I don't know what I'm gonna say, but I know that I'm gonna bring something. So everybody who's listening, I hope you enjoy what I'm trying to bring. Cause I don't know what I'm gonna say, but that's okay. Cause when I woke up again today, I didn't know what I was gonna spend all day doing. Well, that's okay, cause I didn't spend it chewing on some bullshit that somebody else fed me. I don't know why I thought of that. G. Okay. N-O-P. E. Nope, 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 nope.
His name is Rob.
You can catch him each and every week. No, not really, but you can catch him most nights at the open mic there on, what night is it?
Tuesday night. Usually around 9 o'clock.
Brickyard. Also, you can catch Cyrus Moses here at a lot of the open mics for comedy around town. Most recently saw him at one. Well, tell him where I saw you. It's at the brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Nexus.
Yeah, check out Nexus on Tuesdays at school, and then fourth Saturdays of the month, 7 o'clock at Blackbird downtown.
And this is your show, or what's something you're putting together?
Yeah, Funny Human.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, hopefully, you will all check out all the artists on the show tonight. We ain't done. We're just going to move ahead. Episode 49, man. Doing it till we dead. Yo, anybody see my donuts? I need a snack.
Here they are.
Oh,
that pig got
them. Shit, I just dropped my donuts everywhere. I'm not trying to be weird and miss between your legs.
5 second rule.
I need my donut. You got 5 seconds? How about 4 bars? What do you think about 4 bars?
All right.
4 bars.
In one night?
In one. Yeah, I think we could do it. I think we got the stamina.
Go bar hopping. This'll be fun. You don't even have to bring your young ones. Nah, shh. Bring your guns, too. You might want to bring some fucking tofu.
Okay, I'll see you at the Bird Tiki, or maybe down there at the distillery. Or if I get, like, I want a stiff drink, I'll go to the Anodyne, because they make a better drink really nice.
Do they? I don't know, I haven't been there since Tuesday.
Tuesday? Drunken fucking
all the time, downtown, where I spend my time. And everybody trying to hang around, but I don't rap, so I guess I'm not down, but that's okay. Gonna talk like I'm on the mic all night, okay, call me Mike. Really makes sense, but that's okay. I don't have to spend the money, not my expense.
Yo, man, I'll see you guys over at Maloney's, alright?
That's some 92 rap right there.
It's good that bone thug. I'm ribbing it, flipping it, dipping it, dropping it, ribbing it, rapping it, business is happening in underwear. But I miss my underwear. That wasn't even right, that was fun.
Here on Mr. Man, we take nothing lightly. We take everything like for whatever it's worth. You're tuning in. You're tuning in, but don't tune out. Better get tuned up. We better get ready to erupt like Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm a kangaroo ninja named Kabaro. If I can borrow, I will come tomorrow. The sun might come out with little orphans, big old fanny named Annie, Fanny Mae, Freddie Mac. Stealing all your money and Mac and your attack, McDonald's. Yeah, I'm Grimace, you better be ready to grimace, you little bitches. I'm the hamburger that working you. Motherfuckers don't be trying to play the Turkmeister, Turkaloo. Remember Turkaloo? I used to like that dude in the NBA. Turkaloo, what's
up? The fuck was I about to
all in my grill. This shit just got real, real. Black light, intelligence.
music, cause this is where this crowd is. I attack on the microphone, get in the zone, and then you have to pull me off the foam. Mattress, I'm grabbing it weirdly. Too much psilocybin and LSD.
Four episode 50 tonight. My Steve colleague,
that joined me in the studio, Joshua James Brian Lawrence, of course, my good friend Rob Nakai, and my man Cyrus Moses. You can check them all out in their respective places. Does anyone have any shows to tout, anything specific to let people know about in the near future?
If you only hear this once, and I'm only on it once, I'm going to be playing with the Cobra Effect, the Mandamin, on July 18th, Thursday, at Isotope Stadium.
Wow.
So we'll be opening up. That'll be fun.
Pretty cool.
We also are going to the studio this month and next month, so I'm super stoked on that. There's going to be a music video in the works. And
nice.
I'm also collaborating with this gentleman, Nick Curry. So,
well, congratulations. That's bad. Cyrus, yourself, anything major except for you have your weekly going on at Blackboard, right?
There's a thing called You're on TV. My buddy Kyle Erickson is organizing June 7th. That's Friday, June 7th at like 6 o'clock, and it's across from the Highland Theater on Central.
Okay.
Check that out.
And what is that? Is that a, you know, anyone shows up and they get on, they do their thing?
June 7th, and yeah, the book
gig.
They're doing
okay,
some like
nice. Okay,
live
cool.
Glass blowing and all kinds of crazy stuff.
That sounds incredible. It just sounded like a great opportunity. Well, you know, support these guys. Support all of our constituents. In addition, of course, as I mentioned, Band with No Name, June 15th at the Dam Bar with Good Green. Also, Band with No Name will be performing at Amp's Performance Space on the 22nd of June with Zia Zombie and Zach Freeman. Should be a good show. No cover, all ages, and it's going to be a whole Comic-Con, like, wear a costume, and whoever wears the coolest costume could win $100. Black Market Kids Mobile Gallery, Josh Jones. It should be fun, and then again, at the end of the month, B&N, fundraiser for the band with No Name, we're going to have a car wash fundraiser, 7th of Mountain. We'll let you know more as we go. Got to use my soapbox to scream it out upon the mountain. As always, I want to thank my guests, I want to thank my listeners. Each and every week, rips and raps on Podomatic.com. But seriously, just go find it on iTunes. It'll be on download. It'll take your vagina. This week's episode has been brought to you in part by Monistat 7. If it's tasting like bread, you might want to get checked out.
Okay.
You got a quick joke? Quick one? Quick one?
I got a joke.
Come on, you got it.
What did the left ball tell the right ball?
I don't know.
Who's the fool in the middle trying to act all hard?
I like that.
I got one more.
Good.
I dream of a world where a chicken can just cross the road without having its, motive question.
Dude, this guy's funny. The first one was funnier, but those were both great. And those are original. You can catch this guy out on the street.
I should have ended with the testicle joke.
You should always end with your testicles. This show has been sponsored in part by me, Nick Furious. All right, tonight we have a 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less, which, of course, is brought to you in part by public education, failing its youth one day at a time. Okay, now, it's your chance to get up MCs and rhyme and get down on the great beat by Nakai. And check us out, ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com if you got questions.
freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsites.com. Thanks.